căuci în ardi mănerșii ca memori tovarise vicie mi plăși ta mi ma tovem disele căuci în ardi me marto varisef urci ebitreshi da me marto varisef urci
Thank you. Bili se li biti var, Adriani da gamgebi, Buaç lili bit arm diye, Uçepşi da gekar gebi, Melec mi salamuri var, Çemik ma başlas mit neba, Tudroze arama krese, Simgera da vamitse neba. Movada karitza mines, mesitvaruli svima var, kašenta nertap sveldebi, kudroze ardama gube, zavalm kvarše uele tebi. Mesitvaruli sleksi var, leksi var kulis nadebi, kudroze arše milvare. Svavin meše u hvara debi, Melec mi salamuri var, Čemih ma varstvav smit neba, Tudroze arama kvrese, Simgera da vavice neba.
We'll be right back. Nacht.
Numeral 2, the letter R, the letter E,
yeah.
Factory.com.
And it's Factory, yes.
So
but what is it?
So basically, I have ADHD. I don't identify as ADHD, but I've turned my bug into a feature, and I've taken all the crazy projects that I do, and I've rebranded it a personal incubator. And so,
wow! you're smart.
Most of them failed, but now they're not failures. They're just they're startups.
Man.
So I was talking about this project that I'm working on called the Pomoduino. So the Pomodoro technique is a productivity hack where you time yourself for 25 minutes.
What?
It's a productivity hack using a timer to focus and get shit done.
Okay.
So you
want to feel in a hurry or what?
No. So it's really easy to get distracted. So it's a common thing if you just Google a Pomodoro technique.
Pomodoro. It's like a tomato.
Yes, exactly. So in America we have egg timers. In Italy they have tomato timers. So you use a tomato timer. You crank it to 25, and you hear the ticking,
and it's supposed to help.
And it's also...
It's weird. And does that work for you?
Yes, it does, when I remember to do it. But my biggest use case for it is, like, when I do freelance work, I know how many hours to charge. Because I go, I spent 2 Pomodoros, so that's 1 hour, and I can build a client on that.
Huh.
So what this is a DIY kit where you can make your own.
Oh, but you are holding a red...
circuit board.
Oh, it is a circuit board. but I also thought I heard you say something like Arduino, but this is...
Yes, so there is going to be... this is still in development, but there's going to be an Arduino chip on there.
Oh, really?
And so this will be...
What does it mean?
Oh, Arduino is like hobby computer, so...
Yeah, I know, but... Oh. What does it mean when you have an Arduino chip?
Oh, so
what does that mean?
So
what does it do?
It'll be so this is a timer, and you can adjust. Oh. You can play around with different timing techniques, and there's going to be.
Does
two
it
buttons.
Come with a screen, or is this it?
Yeah, so this will be an LED screen.
Okay. So yeah, because you are holding a red circuit board, a bit roundish.
rectangle,
like not even 10 centimeters long.
Yeah. And then I think,
and this is with little holes.
And start and reset will be the buttons there. And then these are the circuit boards.
Okay.
I think this is the speaker.
Ah, of course, yeah.
And no, I'm sorry. That's LEDs up there. These are the buttons that are going to be there. And then this is going to be a little buzzer.
Yeah, dus het is een eigenlijk is het een getekende printplaat waar dan the parts are drawn on it, and you can later just put the parts.
So we're trying to make it as easy as possible to solder.
Yeah.
So that I can go around the world teaching classes on how to solder, how to program Arduino, and like productivity hacks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well,
and all that in 25 minutes.
Well, yeah. Well, so we could time ourselves while we solder. And I don't know. I haven't gotten to the step where I have a thing that actually works yet. So once I get there, then I'll like go to events like these.
It
and
sounds
teach.
Very nervous to me.
Yeah. Well, it's
But I do like how you said that you turned your diagnosis into a feature.
Yeah.
Because I have a similar situation, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have been a customer of mental health.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For like 40 years.
Okay.
Ever since I left the parents' house and went into Amsterdam, I came from a farm.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then I came in the city, and then immediately I fell into the hands of mental health officers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, things were very disturbing. A lot of squatting going on, and me coming from a dairy farm, basically.
Wow. That is a big culture shock.
Yeah. So 40 years, and basically my diagnosis started as just depression.
Oh, okay.
Which is true, which I'd already started way before I landed in Amsterdam, but and then they managed to double my diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm not just depressed, but I also have manic episodes.
Oh, great.
So now I'm bipolar.
Oh,
and now the trick. And now the trick.
Yeah.
Because as you said, my diagnosis is not, it's not a diagnosis, it's a state of mind that is a fucking gift.
It can be, you can turn it into
when
a
I
gift,
am
I
manic,
think.
I can do so much, it's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a gift, it's a fucking gift.
Yes, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And my purpose now is to be able to level it.
Yeah.
Because I have two things I can do. I can do radio, which is like really exciting.
Oh, cool, okay.
And I can do gardening.
And what?
Gardening, which is in total isolation.
So gardening,
behind the,
when you're depressed?
Behind the safe doors of my home.
Oh, nice.
No people involved, because when I'm manic, I'm very annoying for other people.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And you can notice I'm manic, because I will not let you speak anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I did, I actually had a nervous, I don't know what you call it, but in college I had a mental breakdown, and it was in a mental hospital and all this. And they diagnosed me with, they said, if you don't come down, you're schizophrenic. If you do, you're bipolar. And I was on lithium. And,
lithium, no.
It took me forever to realize, I don't think I'm bipolar.
Lithium is a crime against humanity.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It did.
It killed me.
Yeah. It, put
it killed
me
my down. Mind.
I think, well, they had me on Haldol to just knock me out,
yeah.
And then they put me on lithium to level it out. But I've come to the realization that I don't think I was ever manic or depressive. It was like a singular event.
Mm.
I have other issues, like many issues, but that's not my issue.
Mm.
I think I was misdiagnosed.
Mm.
I think it was just, I think it's what happens when you're, I think it was 23 or whatever, and when I research, it's like, I forget the age exactly, but that's the age when people have like a psychotic break.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the window of when it happens, and I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there is a use for psychological disorders. I know they can't tell I'm doing quotes with my fingers.
Come on, I mean,
or
I'm not believing this anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, I think there's. I mean, there's a usefulness for having a diagnosis because
well,
then you have something.
No, there is a
with.
Usefulness to analyzing what is wrong with someone, with how it works for a person.
Well, I mean, psychology.
If you know how it works,
it's not a.
It's the beginning
science.
Of. Understanding how to deal.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's a useful
And that's method. The thing that you need to do. You need to find a way to deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the thing is that my mental thing is not, it's not suitable for this society.
I would
and this is why
disagree.
You're being isolated from society because your state of mind is not useful for the economic factory.
I mean, I think it is and it can be. And there's some things like Asperger's, where people are really like focused on something and maybe if you have a certain diagnosis, then like you're a better programmer or something. So I don't think you're useless at all. Like, and I don't even think this. I think there's a utility for being, outside the norm. It's like if you want to get into evolution, it's like everyone. Yeah, you need people like us, right?
It's the same I don't know. I used to watch football, and it's the same with football. If everything goes as planned in a football match,
then it's boring.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs
point.
To stumble.
Yeah.
For them to have to think.
Yeah.
About the situation and not about what does my teacher tell me to do.
Yeah, I have two minds about sports. One is like it's a waste of energy because you're getting very upset about these two teams that don't matter when you should be getting upset about like political action or something. But then also it's community building, like people watch sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very useful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a very deranged thing.
Yeah.
You know, it just turned weird because of neoliberal idiot capitalism. Basically,
yes, capitalism
in my
ruins
opinion.
Everything. I think.
Yeah.
There's yeah.
Yeah, it's commodifiable. So
I can't think of anything that's not commodifiable. Well, so at least in America and probably worldwide, there's a great philosopher, Byun Ho Chan, and then there's another one. I forget his name. Something Smith, but he has this idea that psychosis is. Commodifiable because you turn it into a thing and then you solve it with pills.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's,
So it's.
For me also.
Turn it into an
industry.
But I always thought Amsterdam was better at that than America. America, we just have homeless people for taking care of or mental illness. Or at least. No.
I was on the market. There was a woman on the market selling stuff, and she was telling a story about the Albert Cuyp market, where there was a huge police, there was an eviction, there was a total mess on the market.
Yeah.
Because one person living on the street, on the Albert Cuyp street, it was misadjusted. He just freaked out.
Oh, okay.
He started throwing things out the window.
Oh, wow.
And what they did, they didn't go there with a person trying to understand what was going on. They went there with full police force.
Well, that's the norm.
They
in America,
evicted
too.
The whole market.
The whole market. Oh,
and
dear.
The woman telling this from the market, she was. So I was thinking, she will be worried about the person that was, but she was angry with the person.
Oh wow!
Because he was causing the eviction.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
So the blame game is just totally fucked up.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we are normal and he's not. So he's to blame.
Yeah. I mean, all I can think is that they were looking for an excuse and they found it to kick the market out. But,
yeah, it's sad. But, you know. It's so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a person in a really evil situation because he was in a panic. He was
yeah,
very much in need of help.
Yeah, yeah.
Help.
Yeah, and if it's not
and
profitable
get,
to help that
you get
that
police
person,
helicopters. Then,
yeah.
What
oh,
the
geez.
Fuck, man?
That's horrible. Yeah. Yeah. Similar
and this
stuff
is the climate
in
now in this country. I don't know if
really?
How much you are aware, but
no,
we
I
have a
never,
fascist
yeah.
government now.
Oh shit! Well, we're about to in America.
And all gates are open. It's
yeah.
it's fucked up. Police
yeah.
violence is extreme at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And today I'm very worried. I was almost going to go to Den Haag because there is another Extinction Rebellion blockade from.
Oh wow!
They do a highway blockade inside the city of Den Haag. They've been doing this a lot.
Oh wow!
And now because of the new fascist government, who is openly planning to eliminate all climate mitigation measures taken ever by
yeah.
anyone, including Europe.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
I'm worried about the police violence from today because today is, you know, this week the new fascist government was presented to
oh,
the
dear.
People.
Oh, that sucks. That
yeah. So I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like fascism is taking over.
Yeah.
I didn't
Big
think
time.
I would see it.
Because this Trump idiot, he's going just going
yes.
to win easy. Because
I think he's
going to
win. Yeah, because
I know I'm not following the news much, but as far
well,
as I know, Biden is
yeah.
out and down, and he's never going to get up again.
Well, I think the issue with Biden is
Trump is still
yes.
standing because nobody dares to kick him in the face.
Well, so I think there's two things going on. One is Biden has a stutter, but he doesn't like he likes to say. That he doesn't because he it's like he took a long time to overcome this so he comes across and he can't speak because he has a stutter but then also he's old but Trump is only 3 years younger. It's just as old. It's just that he
and just as senile.
Yeah, exactly. It's
at
just
least.
Like he has diarrhea of the mouth
yeah.
and then Biden's got the other kind where he doesn't so yeah but like you know if if Biden would just spray paint himself orange and like get a weave on his head, then maybe people would like him more. But I think it's deeper than that. It's the thing is, Trump is actually. Do you know the Worldwide Wrestling Federation? Trump
yeah.
is actually in the Hall of
My
Fame.
My son was a fan.
Oh yeah, I kind of appreciate it as a thing. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it too much. But
it's a very peculiar art form.
Well, Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame, and he was actually...
He was a wrestler, actually?
There was a stunt where he was a wrestler in a way.
Yeah.
So he is he's performative. He's just,
yeah.
like, performing this
yeah, that's
asshole.
All he does.
He is an asshole,
yeah.
and he's, like, convicted rapist and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
all this horrible
yeah.
stuff. But that's, like, just sort of his...
Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah. So.
But same is here with the fascist government. They're all actors. The only thing
yeah.
that counts... these days in politics, and this has been coming a long time, is the 10-second clip.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the guy who is not the prime minister, but he's the chief fascist, Wilders, the white hair guy, he is the one saying the 10-second quotes. And
oh,
he
well,
knows.
Yeah.
He's as good a performer as Trump, at least, I think.
Yeah.
And he knows which 10 seconds will be the ones dominating the news, and he knows
yeah.
how to say them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this, well, if you want to go kind of farther back, it's we'll use Facebook as an example.
Don't say this word too much, because three times you're out. If you use this word three times, I'm gone.
Okay.
I will not talk to you again today.
Well, so the CEO optimizes for money. That's all
yeah.
he cares about.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you have this platform where anger and anger is the thing that rises to the top.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it's probably obvious by now, but it's
yeah.
it's shaped the world, it's
yeah.
shaped the country, and
yeah.
it's created Trump.
Well, it shaped a whole new way of communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was not there before because people were talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was always there, but this is just amplified and monetized.
Yeah, yeah, commodified, monetized.
Yeah,
that's the trick, because then it becomes a pump for money.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you pump it up, you get more.
Yeah, so...
So if you pump up the anger...
I think the question is, should we try to find a way to monetize peace? Or the opposite? Or should we just break the whole system down? Or... I don't know.
Monetizing is a dead end.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the real problem here is that is the monetization itself.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the only thing that has become a measure of value, the only thing that's a measure of value is like this number representing money.
Yeah, yeah. It's capital for capital's sake.
There is a huge value system developed by the human race.
Yeah, yeah.
In thousands and thousands of years,
it's lines of code in COBOL servers sitting mostly in America, but around the world. It's these servers written in COBOL.
COBOL,
a database and a ledger. And then certain governments have the ability to just change that ledger.
Yeah.
And hopefully for the benefit, but who knows? But yeah. It's a horrible
system. So yeah, let's celebrate our complex value system.
Yes.
As much as we can.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
make
I
it
think
more complicated even, because it shouldn't be simple.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think there's hope, because it's so obvious that it can't go on forever. And the more it becomes obvious.
Yeah. You need to have at least a microsecond of thinking to...
Yeah. I mean, I think you need regulation, the right kind of regulation, I think.
But I mean, the regulation is it's co-written by the evil companies. So yeah.
Well, so I think
it's literally true in the Netherlands. The CEOs of oil companies are invited to the table to help write the energy policy of the future.
Yeah, that's same in America, and we have the cigarette companies. Trying to mitigate cancer from cigarettes. It's like,
anyway, we're having an extremely good time here. We're laughing. But I mean, we are so lucky that we are here.
Yeah, yeah, and that we can still
because
talk about
this
stuff.
Because we are here, and this is where we can be.
Yeah, yeah.
As human as we are.
Yeah. Yeah, nice vegan food and.
Well, not great much place. Today, but...
You came a little too late. There was good food there, so sorry.
Yeah. I'm almost too late. I'm used to it. I was going to ask you to please tell a little bit about this workshop you did, because I missed everything.
Oh, I haven't. I was just bragging about my projects. So this will eventually be a workshop. It's still a work in progress.
But you had a lot of AI shit also?
That was the guy before me.
Oh, okay.
I have played around with AI. I managed to spin up a little offline AI server.
Mm-hmm.
And then I integrated AI with my my coding environment, except I picked Gemini, which is the Google one, so I have to make sure that I have the VPN on, or it'll know that I'm in a different country.
I'm using Whisper, which is from Google, OpenAI.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, I don't know. But Whisper is you can install on your local machine.
Oh, okay, cool.
Whisper is doing, it's I'm using it. Well, I have a big plan with it, but for transcription of this audio.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes.
The good thing, I'm so grateful to this AI and to the imperfections of technology, because it's making such beautiful errors.
Nice, yes, yeah.
Oh, man. But the complication is that the errors are of the kind that prohibits me from ever putting them as they are online. I cannot do this.
Can you just have a disclaimer on or something?
No.
Okay.
What I will do is, I don't know, maybe you are a smart man. I want to do is, I have hundreds of hours of audio online. They're available.
Oh, nice. Give me your link to all that. Yeah.
And what I do is I run the Whisper over all the audio. It will produce files.
Okay.
Like a file name and a time pointer
to
a text. Next thing. So I collect all these text files with the index.
Yeah.
I put them in a thing.
Oh, cool.
And then I make an interface for the user, and the user can either speak to the machine or the user can type.
Okay.
Users, they type something, like, fuck you. No, let's say, patapoo. Let's take patapoo, because it's a nice example. User says patapoo, so the user wants to hear all the times that patapoo has been said. So the search engine goes to the AI-generated text files, looks
cool.
for a word similar to patapoo, because patapoo... There's a huge list of ways that patapoo has been written by the AI.
Oh, okay.
I think the AI has hardly ever had it right.
Oh.
But there's okay. at least 20 different ways of writing patapoo and making it sound very funny. Huh. So, user types word. Word gets like a fuzzy search into the text files.
Interesting, yeah.
And there's a weight to the errors and to the madness, and then you get the best results.
I
and you'll hear some audio.
That's great. It's like,
and
so
you have no idea why.
I lived in China for a couple of years, and the kind of misinterpretations that would happen
yeah.
would sometimes lead to deeper meaning.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly,
I love that.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly, exactly, exactly.
And that's why I'm trying to learn, I don't know, because I can't focus so much, I haven't gotten very deep in many of the languages, but, you know, I can order dumplings in Chinese, I can get a beer in German. I don't know any Dutch, I know some Afrikaans.
They're close enough. If you use Afrikaans yeah. here, everybody will understand.
Well, yeah, not enough to say much, but I know lekker is like cool.
Lekker.
But
Well, yeah, but it's also nice tasting. It's also lekker. Lekker is a very versatile word.
Oh, okay. And then Japanese, I can count numbers. And, so it's fun to if you're okay
but,
with the misinterpretations.
So this whole so-called ADHD thing that you are supposed to be suffering from, are you having the feeling that you are able to use it as a really productive
I mean yes and no I know so thing? So honestly the best drug for me would be cocaine.
It would help
focus me, but there's many problems. One, it's illegal. Two is whatever you get, it's not going to be pure. So there's I don't even try. So that's one way to cope with it is with uppers. So I have I don't even know the name of it. It's like Ritalin kind of thing.
So counterintuitive to me.
Well, it works. It helps to focus. So it's if it's something I really need to focus on, but I try to build my life around not having to focus. But if I do have to focus, the drugs I have help. They're legal drugs, but they're basically cocaine. They're uppers. And then the other thing is that that of course I forgot because I can't remember the other thing.
We've had a very beautiful long conversation now, and I really am very happy that we met.
Yeah, yeah, me too. This is cool. How do I get your? How do I listen to you?
It's just an address. It's
Ba. Oh, okay.
Ba.Amsterdam. That's all. You can type it in 10 seconds, I think. And you are.
Yeah, you can scan that.
Tree Factory. Well, I'll just bring it. It's interesting. And these are just some of your projects?
Yes.
Great.
BAH. Well, there's an Amsterdam. TLD.
TLD.
Amsterdam. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's it. Stemmen op de radio.
The page looks. That's great.
And I have to say, I typed every letter of HTML myself.
Oh, cool. I love it.
No external sources will be used on this page.
It's organic HTML.
That's a trick, you know. I learned to program.
Nice.
I learned myself to program on the Commodore 64 when it came out.
Oh, wow, cool.
I am from that generation.
I learned on the Atari 800XL, so probably a couple years younger.
I'm a Commodore religion.
Nice.
I really love WoW.
Yeah.
And then what I did, so when the internet came, I was already doing a lot of programming.
Oh, so I was really into programming and learning all about computers, and then when I turned 13, I discovered girls. And I gave up coding until college.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. So. But where are you? You are based in Amsterdam, or?
I'm half in the United States and half in China. So,
China? Yeah. Ah, Shenzhen. That's why you can order the dumplings.
Yeah.
Otherwise you die.
Yeah. Was it Zhu Ruobao? My favorite. But I discovered I lived in Beijing for a couple of years, and I discovered I had a Beijing accent. So when I went moved to Shenzhen, people didn't understand me, and I couldn't figure out why. And it was like, oh, I have this accent. I had to
wrong language.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have a break now because.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you. Yeah.
Very nice meeting you. I don't know. I'm Hans.
I'm Tori.
Tori. It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Hans.
Speak. But you will be here more.
I'll be here tomorrow.
We're accusing the fascist parties of handing out food from. I mean, if you come from the South Pole.
Yeah. Well, I heard.
And you knock on the door and they say, wait in Ghana. Don't call us. We'll call you.
I don't know how to feel about that. Because it seems like there seems to be kind of a positive thing.
No, there is nothing positive about this, because the only reason
Ghana
why this is happening.
Money.
Yeah, no,
from
not
the government
Ghana.
And
no,
building
no,
up
no,
there.
No. There is a very, very, very corrupt idiot in power in Ghana.
Oh, I'm uninformed about this. I just found out about
there
it.
There you go.
Days
yeah.
ago,
there is nothing positive about it.
Oh, wow.
It's only money. Come on.
Yeah.
It's only money where it should be about people.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to stop this because we were having a good time again, and then you start talking about this hopeless situation again.
Let's do more stuff like this and be hopeful. I'll definitely check out. I'll at least look for my voice because
you have a nice voice.
All right.
You have some interesting things that you said. Thank you very much.
Not shy, whatever about my voice. I don't like the sound of my
modest
voice. But thank you. That means
thank
a lot.
You.
All right.
Ciao. Lieve luister, dat was nou wel even een gesprekje. Even tering zeg. Nou, ik ga even ademhalen. Jij doet, lieve luisteraar, maar ik ga even ademhalen.
Hou je bek, patapoe.